The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Note about practice is that an interesting thing to be mindful of all the time, be conscious of, is the attitude with which you're operating. That generally when we enter into the world and we act in the world and we are, there's some kind of attitude that we have. Sometimes that attitude is obvious. We know it and we warn our friends. You know, I'm grumpy today, so stay out of my way. And sometimes it's not obvious what's going on, and sometimes it might take years to discover that there's a background underlying fundamental attitude with which a person is always seeing the world, always understanding themselves. So whether it's obvious or not so obvious, one of the things to do is to take a few moments periodically and look back at oneself and say, what's the attitude with which I am seeing, hearing, smelling? What's the attitude within which I'm thinking? What's the mood? What's the orientation? What's the concern? What's the emotional background that everything's operating under? Because that background mood or attitude casts a big impact on how we think and how we see and how we understand things. And it can often skew us, and we misunderstand because we're always seeing it through the filter of an attitude. So some of the more background attitudes some people carry with them is an attitude about, that might be characterized by something having to do with fear, that somehow the world's a frightening place and you always have to be on your lookout for how to make yourself safe or where the dangers are. Or background attitude is that I need to prove myself and I have to understand or see what's going on so that I could, hold myself up and be someone for someone. Or background attitude would be that the more pleasure I can get, the more successful I'll be. And so we're looking for what we can get, always wanting. What's in here for me? A background attitude is that is one that there has to be, that we're always, almost always, referring everything back to some idea or image we have about who we are, or who we think we are, who we don't want to be. And this constant self-referencing back is an attitude, as an attitude that, there's something here to build up, defend, apologize for, protect, hide. So it might be interesting in a very, very simple way, not with a lot of analysis and wondering what it is and probing, but just kind of periodically turn around and look back at yourself and ask the question, what's the attitude that's here? And if it's obvious, great, take that into account. If it's not obvious and nothing pops up, then go back to your breathing and ask again later. See what comes up. So thank you.